Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
On this Wednesday, I am thinking about the national anthem controversy in the National Football League. It seems to have disappeared. Have you noticed that? Well, what the heck happened? It is not easy to find out. I've been making calls, talking to sportscasters, talking to people in the football world, and this is what I have put together. After players began kneeling during the national anthem, and it was shown on television, the teams started suffering immediately as people did not buy their merchandise. Now, we all know that you can't go to many games because of COVID. But last year, 2019, merchandise was tremendous in the revenue it generated for the individual teams. That got cut in half almost immediately. So the National Football League very quietly told the owners of the teams, don't do the national anthem display close to game time so we won't have to broadcast it on television. Thus, it was pushed back 20, 25 minutes before kickoff. So things have died down. But I still believe people are angry about the national anthem and the NFL. Now this.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.